This week, members of Iraq's U.S.-appointed governing council said they will not negotiate an agreement on the future status of the more than 100,000 U.S. soldiers currently deployed in Iraq. The council members want to wait until Iraq regains full sovereignty after June 30th. U.S. officials say American forces are likely to remain in Iraq for the foreseeable future. NPR's Ivan Watson reports from Baghdad.
Some of the 25 members of Iraq's governing council say they don't want to be the ones to sign a treaty with the U.S. on the future status of American troops in Iraq. Council member Dr. Mowafiq al-Rubai.
I don't think the governing council has a mandate or the authority to sign a status of forces agreement.
Rubai and some other council members want to leave the negotiations in the hands of a proposed provisional government that's expected to take over from the governing council next summer. The status of forces agreement was supposed to be signed by the end of March, according to a three-month-old plan aimed at ending the U.S. occupation and restoring Iraqi sovereignty by July 1st. Today, a U.S. spokesman announced that the occupation authority was also open to putting off negotiations on the proposed treaty. The Pentagon is now rotating in more than 100,000 fresh troops to relieve the bulk of the American soldiers currently deployed in Iraq. The Washington claims to have put more than 200,000 Iraqi security personnel in uniform. American officials say these Iraqis are not yet prepared to take responsibility for the country's security. Ivan Watson, NPR News, Baghdad.